why? Gay isn't sin, and Jesus isn't asking the gay person to continue to be straight. That's right. The Bible doesn't condemn gay people, but I know a lot of you do. Behind me, you'll see the city of Hsinchu. It's about a population of 390,000. It's about an hour and a half south of the Taipei Airport. Had a pretty good trip here. Got, well, one day left, and then the following day I'll be heading back to the United States. Had a pretty good time here. I'm pretty close over in this direction. Behind me is the zoo, which works out pretty good here, and they have some artworks down in here. It's kind of an interesting little, it's a pretty big park right here. Kind of, and then I actually, there's a street behind me somewhere. And it's just down that way is where my host family is. It's giving me a pretty good trip this year here in Taiwan. You know, times are changing. The end of the world is closer than we think. And we're all seem to be going our own ways and thinking what we think that the last days are going to be about. And it's going to be a little bit different than a lot of you think. And I come on here every week and I tell you this, and I don't know that any of you are paying attention. But I'm going to keep on telling you so that when that day does come, you remember that somebody had actually told you. If you're listening to this program, you would have heard it's going to be a little bit different than what you're thinking about, what your pastor tells you, what you believe all your Christian life. This doesn't make the Bible wrong. You know, a lot of stuff your pastor preaches is right on. But you gotta, you know, think a little bit. That's why we got a brain. God didn't make us to be stupid and dumb. And God didn't make us to be just live in faith and forget about anything that you see around you. People have been doing all kinds of stuff. We got history. We got how, you know, how Mayflower came over here and people got out and on the land started building houses and in the stores and all kinds of stuff until finally you got a city going there, and then you got to go a little bit further and you find out, you know, while you're doing all this, there's other people here and you don't want that, so you try to get rid of them so you can have it for yourself, and then you finally take over the whole country. And in the process, some pretty interesting things goes on, and there are pretty violent things. You know, we get to fighting the Indians, and no matter how much of a Christian you are, you don't necessarily get the miracle. The arrow sticks in your heart, you die, just like anybody else. And it's hard times. People, we always forget how really tough it is. And now today we have everything. Here in this big city, not that big, but I've been from one end of the island to the other end in these past several days. Seen a lot. Seen the way how some people live. And you really got to buy bottled water over here because, you know, a real famous thing over here where people have these electric instant hot water. Holds about a quart or something. You pour the water in there and it'll make it hot enough to make coffee. Just a portable thing, and, you know. In the United States, I haven't seen too many of those. You have to have them installed into your sink. But, you know, we got it so made, we don't know how the other people live. And people, there's things working around in the background. The governments are doing things. You've all heard so many conspiracy theories and all that kind of stuff. But a lot of you just hate the idea, and you don't even think anything like that could ever possibly happen. In America, and after all, you know, isn't President Bush just an angel? Although, you know, some of the polls are saying different things that kind of don't like him anymore, it seems. But, hey, people, there's something going on, and you need to wake up to it. The things that are going on, the design of things is to make you not like Jesus anymore. That's what I've tried to tell you whenever I come on this the airwaves here, and talk to you, I want you to get to know something. That the way things are designed is to get you to turn your back on Jesus and to start thinking that one world dictator guy is Jesus after all. You know, gee, as Christians we think, hey, that guy's Satan or Satan possessed or something at that time. It'd be pretty easy to tell the first beast and second beast, won't it? We just simply go about living our lives and enjoying our faith in Christ and not worrying about anything that's happening around you. You just don't want to even think about the coming days as having anything to do with you. You read the Bible and you read right over the verses that says that the deceptions were going to come here, Satan's a liar and all that. So you're looking for a demon behind every bush. Yeah, you love the idea of anything you hear that's bad, you say they're demon possessed, and so you rebuke Satan, you do all that kind of stuff. Not much happens. Besides, you know, the casting out of demons is to the pleasure of Satan. Did you know that? He just simply enjoys you taking time casting out demons because that keeps your mind and eyes off of Satan's real work. Because he knows very good and well that he can't do a thing if you cast everything out, if you stop him, if you rebuke him and do all that in your power in Christ Jesus. But he's not no stupid person. He develops people who has free choice. He doesn't possess them. He doesn't oppress them. He gets them to believe in him and his cause. So much to the degree that people are willing to wait lifetimes, generations, and thousands of years to get the job done. If they don't get it done during their lifetime, the people after them will get it done. You see, this group called the Masons have been pretty busy. They've been, they claim to trace their roots back 5,000 years to the flood. And their plan was to reestablish the days of Noah. That means before the days of Noah. You know, all the information we have and movies that are made, anything before Noah, guess what? It almost looked like these people are cavemen or something. They don't even have any carts. They're just, you know, all the depictions of the days before the flood that we get to see, it almost looks like that, you know, there's nothing there. Well, it's kind of funny, you know. We got all knowledge. We got kicked out of the garden. Well, what happens? One of us can't even grow garden anymore. You can't grow any food, so you got to invent things and stuff like that. And you get to live to be 1,000 years. Look what happens when we just live a measly old 75 to 100 or something. And what we're getting done. You know, and individuals in just a few short years could do an awful lot. Well, what happens if you got 1,000 years? And you're not so corrupted in your body, in your physics, because you just came out of the garden. That's going to take a long time before your death rate gets down to in the low hundreds. And then finally, averaging out there, sort of like what we know it today, you know, your 80s and stuff like that. So, what do you think happened in those days? Is it like the people tell us? Were the movie makers make the movies of those days? Showing hardly even had any carts with wheels on them in those days. They're kind of grinding wheat or something in it with a stone, and they put people that've got brains of 1,000 years, hey, to make them act like they're cavemen almost. Shouldn't that be an insult? Or do you think that maybe just in those 1,000 years that man can develop quite a bit of stuff? Nobody needs to learn too much, you know, because guess what? You don't forget, and you're live all the time, so you can easily teach all the new people that get born and everything, and then they're not going to forget because they almost got photographic memory. You don't start getting too diluted in your physical body until after the flood. Then things starts going downhill from there. It doesn't matter if you believe what I'm telling you. You don't want to believe anything, hardly, except things that you can't base anything on. You know, you like to say gay is sin simply because you think that that's what the Bible says. You think that every boy, every man, every grandpa, every person, human beings from two cities came to rape to death the two angels. And you think this is why God hates gays, because of gang rape. I mean, so how are you going to possibly think anything to deal with facts, you know? You know, the real life gay is a boy meets boy. They date, they fall in love, they get married, just like straight people do, you know? So why can't you figure that out? But I know you can't, because you want to stay in this kind of funniness about Christianity. You want to make Christianity like a fairy tale. And it's not, people. Satan's out there, and he ain't doing it the way you think. And there's some things that are going to happen that are going to shock you out of your gourd that is just complete from God. And you're going to think that it's actually complete from Satan. It's going to mess with your brain, people. The two witnesses are going to get here, and they're going to mess royally with your brains. Because you're not paying attention. And so you need to understand that you need to pay attention. You need to find out what's going on around you so that you won't be trapped into believing what your pastor says. After all, isn't it the Bible that tells you that you should listen to what your pastor says and then do all this kind of amen stuff and then go home and then study? Isn't that what he says there? Isn't that what God tells you? How many of you go home and study to see if what the pastor says is true? And you go home and you read the same verse that he said. And so all you can know is what he said the verse meant, because you don't go any further than that. You don't search it up. You don't see what's going on. You don't want to. You just want to live in your fairyland, your fantasy land, right? I know you do. Because there's too much reality in the world. There's too much facts. You like the fiction part. You like the never, never land. You like to do things that, or read about things that suit your fancy. Anything else that anybody may say, you want to condemn or something. You don't want to know that the modern Bibles that you love so much today are direct from Westcott Port. You know, you don't want to know that, do you? You just want to believe that they're all the Word of God. So, when are you going to learn, people? When are you going to learn? Because you can study, and you can find out that there is much more to the Bible than just modern versions. You can find out that there's a history on how you got the modern version in your hand. You can find out these things. You can find out that two individuals, Westcott and Hort, actually used the corrupt version that was translated into Latin Vulgate in the second century. Became the Vatican official Bible in the 15th century and became the Protestant official Bible in the 1880s because of Westcott and Hort. You can look up Westcott and Hort and you can begin to find out modern versions are a lie of Satan, the deception. And modern versions only work as long as Israel is a nation, because that means that generation won't pass away before Jesus returns. And so the deceptions can work. The design of the new modern versions can only work with the last day's deception as part of it. And the last day's deception is going to make it seem like that man over there is Jesus after all. You just would go to your grave believing you just can't possibly accept Antichrist. You just can't. So we're accepting everything, people. We're accepting our rights being taken away upside down, backwards. You can go to websites and you can find all the executive orders that presidents have been writing for the past 20 years or so, 30 years, to our current president that is talking about a demon behind every bush. You got Father Bush, Grandpa Bush, Father Bush, and Baby Bush, you know, Son Bush. They're the only demon behind every bush. But you don't care. Well, maybe he's starting to, because now the polls kind of don't like what he's doing more and more, if we believe polls. Before, polls are manipulated. They're a way to get you to believe that everybody else believes something. You go around and you find that everybody doesn't believe this and everything, but the polls seem to say that everybody does believe this, so you're just kind of sitting there thinking that everybody doesn't believe it. And so you're just going along for the ride. Well, the ride is a participation ride. It is not a Disneyland, so you can have fun. You know, we like the fun. We like our pastors to tell us of the exciting terror that will be striking in the tribulation period. And we spend so much time enjoying the terror we read about and the death and destruction that comes in massive numbers in the tribulation. We just love it. We just love it. We just love it. As long as we're on that roller coaster, as long as we're on the ride where we don't have to get off, you know. You go Indiana Jones ride in Disneyland, you never have to get off. It could get pretty wild and bouncy. You go on lots of different rides, getting pretty, but you're safe there in your seat. You don't have to worry about what's happening off and around you. All you need to do is just simply ride along. Well, guess what? Christianity is a participation sport. Christianity, Satan works are a participation works. Christians must participate with Satan. Did you know that? You must work with him because he's the designer of the things. He's got permission to build things. So God is the one that brings the nations to power. And the reason he brings them to power, as you can read, is to spank his people. And God has designed 1260 days to spank his people. And that starts at the beginning of the tribulation, which you don't think you'll enter. So when it happens, it'll confuse you all the more. You'll be so darn worried that you can't possibly believe that Jesus would have ever allowed you to go in to the tribulation period. And so when it starts happening, then you're going to think, you know, something's wrong. Jesus lied to you and all this kind of stuff. Let the games begin. It's going to happen, people. And you can't be... You don't go to a theater and watch. When the games begin, you're not up there in the bleachers watching and rooting for your home team. You're actually one of the players. And the game isn't very fun. And the game can get exciting. And the game could get very bloody. You can get all nasty. Could get raping right in front of you, man. You see horrible, horrible things happening you can't believe can happen to you. It happens to everybody else. You can read about historical things that these terrible, terrible things happen. But you can never think that you get to participate in them. Satan has designed a game that you are a participant. No matter how much a Christian you are and how much faithful you are to Jesus, you have to obey the rules that is set up in your living area. You have to get up in the morning. You have to go to work. You have to come home. You have to go shopping. You have to do your entertainment thing. You have to drive. You have to get all kinds of various licenses to do things. And you have to get all filled up with credit cards and all this other kind of stuff. And on it goes. And we get so subtle, so easily, so slightly, just like the modern versions, you never ever possibly understand that they could possibly be Satan counterfeit Bibles because it's so subtle, you don't notice it. Look how many decades have gone by since the Social Security number first came out. They used to think that when that first came out, you know, they're all preaching that this is the mark of the beast and all that kind of stuff, and yet look at decades and decades and decades have gone by since then, and we're used to it. We're used to it. Now we're getting down to being pretty small. We're getting all kind of standing situations. And, you know, big companies are getting more and more where they don't have to do any hands-on counting hardly at all anymore. They just kind of point, and the things have chips on it. They know where they are. It's all there now. So why can't you think that any of this stuff is preparing you? It happens so slowly and so gradually. Our cars are filled with stuff. Did you know that? So computerized. And so trackable. They push a button, they know where you are. There's going to be fewer and fewer cars that aren't trackable now. Hi, how are you? So, why do you think that you're going to miss it? So a lot of you might agree, yeah, they see these are the signs of the coming. It is the nearness. So the rapture is due to happen at any given moment. And so you're really looking forward to getting raptured. But people, you can't get raptured. You're too filthy. You can't just suddenly go from filthy scum to heaven, to spiritual body. It just ain't going to happen. People that die in Christ, knowing Jesus, and went to their deathbed in Christ, they get to go through something. It's called the death gate. You know, John said, death, where's your victory? Death, where's your sting? Because you get victory over death. And to do that, you have to die and go through death's gate. In death's gate comes the washing in the blood of Christ, a little scrubbing. When you die, you're guaranteed it, because you died in faith. So you're absolutely, totally, 100% guaranteed to be scrubbed in the literal blood of Christ. And if we are that are alive, we're still just as filthy as can be. And you think we're just going to get raptured? Well, the Bible doesn't say this. Hi, how are you? The Bible says something a little bit different. When are you going to be ready for that? I certainly hope you are. Because the Bible gets to say that you're going to get shaken to the core. Many things are going to happen in these days. And the whole point of it happening is that you get to get scrubbed. The two witnesses are going to come, and they're going to tell you things that you just don't understand could possibly be from Jesus. There's things that you thought was sin, and Jesus is just going to really deal with you through the two witnesses, and you're going to have to give some of those thoughts up. And many of you won't be able to do that because you think that things are sin. And you can't imagine that they were a design of God, and it's just that you're so conditioned to believing something. You know, like the gay issue that I talk about so often. People, things are going to get really terrible in the next several years. And Jesus is getting closer and closer to enough time to he comes back. The Bible says you'll go through 1,260 days of spanking. And it's the two witnesses that is going to be doing the spanking. You're going to hate the two witnesses. Did you know that? And then, finally, after 1,260 days, many of you will come to realize and be ready. You have been scrubbed in the blood of Christ. And then the rapture can take place. There's a possibility of an extra 75 days of waiting around. So it could be 1,335 days. Got about 30 seconds here, then. So people, get ready. Pay attention. Look at the signs of the time. Satan did not spend all this time to develop things to deceive Christians, not to have any Christians around when the rapture takes place and then the tribulation begins. No, the rapture takes place after 3.3 billion people die on earth. If you don't know Jesus, turn to him and say, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, that God rose you on the third day. A simple prayer gets you saved. And turn to him and read the Bible, the King James Version. Ask Jesus to baptize you in the Holy Spirit. You have the initial evidence of speaking in tongues. And then get ready. Watch. Things are about to happen. See you next week.